Well, hello there. Just decided to record a little audio clip for you again this week. I don't know if it's because I feel like I'm saving all of my written word power for the ebook that I'm writing for you right now on the Land of Welcome or what, but for some reason, recording an audio clip for you feels a little bit, I don't know, just that's where kind of where my mind kept going this week as I thought about what I wanted to share with you. So you're getting me in verbal form again this week. What I want to share with you is something that came up for me during my spiritual direction session with my director this week on Tuesday. I want to share with you kind of what we spent the bulk of the session talking about, but also the really powerful experience I had while we were spending time on that. I told Kirk when I came home that evening that I felt like it was one of the most powerful experiences of prayer that I've had in spiritual direction ever. And I've been meeting with my director for 6 years now. So that's really saying something. Because I've had plenty of wonderful prayer experiences with her over the years. But this one, you know, really blew my mind and my heart wide open. So when I came into my session with her on Tuesday evening, it was the second day of an online course that I started taking with Christine Mason Miller called The Conscious Booksmith. And I believe, shared that about that course with you recently, that I was enrolled to take it. And when I signed up for the course, I had three different book ideas in mind that I wanted to work on in the course. One of them is the audiobook for the Enneagram that I've been wanting to work on for the last 6 months or so. Another is the book and course related to the Way of the Heart concept that came to me last, I believe it was last, it was earlier this year, actually, during what I call a prayer storm experience that I had, that I know I've shared with you about as well. And then the third book idea was the ebook I've been wanting to write on the Land of Welcome, that is kind of how I'm referring to this still forming land that we are all inhabiting together. So when I signed up for the course, I had those three book ideas in mind, thought I would work simultaneously on all three. By the time the course started, I had narrowed it down to two, the Enneagram book and the Land of Welcome book. And then through the course of my direction session with Elaine on Tuesday, really narrowed it down to one book right now, the Land of Welcome book, and put the Enneagram book on hold for now. So I want to tell you how that happened. I came into my session and I was feeling really excited about the course that I had just started, but also feeling really aware that I have a lot of plates spinning in the air with this new season I'm in full time for still forming and developing different concepts and ideas and projects for you. You know, at the time I entered into my session, I still was thinking about both of the book concepts I was working on, as well as the course I'm developing right now for spiritual directors called The Soul Online. And so each of these different projects, some of them have books, some of them have courses, some of them have both. And then there's also other ideas that are kind of floating out there for, you know, things I want to do eventually. So I was telling Elaine about all these things and I was saying, you know, I feel really excited. I feel so aware that there's a lot of energy and creativity pulsing in my life right now. And I'm just trying to go with it. But I also feel like I want to check in and see, you know, should I be doing all of these things? Is there anything that's keeping me from, you know, being really focused on like the thing that's most important? You know, do I need to put some things down? I don't really want to. So she invited me to picture the land of the still forming land, you know, that this image that I've had in my mind for the last several months of still forming being a land that we inhabit together. And she said, you know, just take the three main ideas that you've been working with lately, the Enneagram book, the Land of Welcome ebook, and the Soul Online course for spiritual directors. And she said, when you picture the territory, the land of still forming, do you have a sense of where on that territory those three ideas show up? Which I thought was a really interesting question. So I closed my eyes and I pictured the land, which, just FYI, it looks in my mind a bit like Ireland. It's, you know, mostly an island and it's covered in lush green grass throughout, but water on pretty much every side. And in my mind, just so you know, the capital city is down at the bottom on the south end of it. So I just kind of held that question, you know, where are these three projects showing up on the territory in my mind? And I did see all three of them show up. The land of welcome was over on the west coast. The Enneagram audiobook was over on the east coast. And the Soul Online course was down to the southeast, kind of near where the capital city is, but a little bit more over towards the east coast, a little bit north of the capital city. So I could see all three of them on this map in my head, and the image of this land that we are inhabiting. And I could tell that all three of them were like works in progress. They were not fully formed. They looked a little bit like drawings on a map of these little buildings that represented each of these projects. But what was interesting was that the more I stared at that image in my head, I could see, it was almost like I could see all of you and just a whole flock of people, even, I guess, maybe people beyond who currently belong to Still Forming Land, maybe people who will come in the future as well. It was just like all of these people and all of this energy were flowing towards the land of welcome site, the area of the land. It was like everyone was moving towards that. And the Enneagram audiobook was over, like I said, on the East Coast, and it was there, but there wasn't a lot of energy around it, even though I have a lot of energy around it. And I know that a number of you have told me that you're looking forward to that being produced. So it's not going away, and it's definitely still very much a part of my heart to do that. But for the time being, that's not where the energy in the land was demonstrating itself to be really pulsating and flowing. So I was noticing, you know, all of these people, these streams of energy were flowing to the land of welcome concept and the ebook, and also kind of like a little breaking news flash for you, the companion course that I'm going to create for it that will help us actually interact with one another and create a real actual community feel to this land. So I could see that that's where everything was headed. And when I looked at the Soul Online location, I could see that it was under construction. It was like I could see beams and pieces of wood and kind of like a construction site. And I knew that that meant that I'm going to continue to work on that simultaneously, maybe a little bit more slowly as I put bigger chunks of pieces into place, in kind of a methodical, phased out, way of doing it. So I'm going to keep working on that. But it's very much under construction. Whereas the land of welcome, it was very clear was the thing to get all of my attention and to build really quickly as well as I can for you so that we can all begin to enjoy it together. So that was the first portion of my session. The next thing that happened was really rather incredible. Elaine, my director, asked me if I had a sense of where God was in the image that I was seeing. Did I have a sense of God's presence with me or in the land somewhere? And so I just kind of closed my eyes again and held that image and tried to sense, you know, where is God in this picture of this whole territory, as well as these three different projects and the locations that they take up on the map. And what kind of emerged was I could see the face of Christ on the building that represented the land of welcome. On the west coast, I could see his face on the building, on the map, and it was almost like this sense of, you know, he dwells here in this land of welcome, in the concept that's being created around it, but also just in this space on the map where we will all flow and begin to connect with each other, that God is there, that God lives there. And that was exciting to me to see. But what started to become clear to me as I kept sitting with that image of his face on the building and getting a sense of, you know, this is his building, this is his space, and he takes up residence inside of it. It almost started to have the feel of like a holy tabernacle or like a holy sanctuary. And we were all flowing towards the sanctuary where God's presence dwells. And not that God doesn't dwell everywhere, but there was this sense of like the air being thick with the presence of God, the Spirit of God. And I had this additional peace crop up where I saw myself inside the building as it currently is before anybody has come to it yet, where I am living today as I build it for you, of being inside that sanctuary, that temple, that tabernacle of God with God's presence. But I saw myself like in peasant clothing, kind of like a servant girl pushing a really large broom, you know, those brooms that have the kind of rectangular long heads at the bottom of them that you can, you know, kind of industrial brooms that you push, you know, you see pushed across the floor to pick up a lot of different stuff. I saw myself pushing one of those brooms across the floor inside this temple building, and myself kind of wearing peasant clothing, and I had this real sense of, wow, being the handmaiden of God in this space that's being created, that belongs to him, that he inhabits, in which he dwells, and in which all of us will be invited to come and spend some time building a sense of community together and really experiencing different qualities of what it means to live in a land of welcome. And it was like this sense of, wow, I am in a place of preparation. I am helping to prepare the temple for you to come to, but also as a way of serving the God in whom this building exists. And it was just a very holy moment for me to see this real sense of kind of, I guess, what my role is in this is to be serving God, also serving you in preparation of this place. And kind of as a caveat, I've been talking about this land, you know, this still forming land for a few months now as an image that kind of came to me in a combination of both spiritual direction sessions and also work with my therapist. And my therapist, whose name is Debbie in particular, she was the one who kind of jump-started this image coming into being about us living in a land together here, by giving me the concept of the prophet, priest, and king, or in my case, prophet, priest, and queen, as the different roles that we live out of, in our life with God. And, she was in a place of really encouraging me to lean into the sense of, queendom. And it's been an image or a concept that I have held on to for the last few months, but it's been a little uncomfortable for me to think of myself as a queen of some sort. It feels a little audacious and presumptuous, but I keep holding on to the idea that she says it's not presumptuous if it's true. And that does seem to feel like the energy that God is seeking to develop in me right now by giving me a territory to steward, a land over which to serve. And so the idea of a queen has been in my mind, and I think about the capital city where I live in this land. And it was a little refreshing and relieving, I have to tell you, to see myself inside this other building on the West Coast for the Land of Welcome, this sense of temple and tabernacle, and inside of it to see myself dressed in peasant clothing and pushing a broom. I felt a little relieved, and it was kind of an interesting connection for me to think, okay, if I really have been given the land of the still forming land, the Land of Welcome to steward as its queen, for lack of a better word, just so you know, I feel really uncomfortable saying that. It was like, oh, but the way that I'm exercising that, at least currently, is to dress in my very simple clothes and go push a broom inside of the temple. Anyway, I know that this is a metaphor, this image that I've been sharing with you for the last few months. It feels like a very dense image. There's a lot to it. I keep using it. I am kind of speaking in metaphor a lot about what's going on here as we continue to learn what it means to be citizens of the still forming land. And as I write to you each week, and I appreciate you sticking with me on this metaphor. It's helpful to me. I hope it maybe is even helpful to you as you think about belonging here. Since it's such a virtual experience for all of us, maybe it helps to have an image in your head of this territory, this land that looks a bit like Ireland and is an island on the water with lots of lush green grass, to think about these different places on our map that are coming into being, and to think about a lot of people streaming in one direction together and beginning to take up life together. And, it's helpful for me to have those images as I continue to work and create things for you. And like I said, I hope it's helpful to you as well to feel a little bit more of a sense of substance to what we're doing here. But just wanted to give you an update on what I am working on and the place that it holds in my heart and the posture I'm carrying towards it. I'm looking forward to working my way through the Land of Welcome ebook and also the companion course that I'm going to create alongside of it for all of us to enjoy together. So stay tuned as I continue to share with you how that progress goes. Thanks so much for being here. I'm really glad that you're here. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.